And Super Bowl 49 is just a few days away. It's on Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. Hopefully all the footballs will be properly inflated and everyone will have all the snacks that they need when they sit down to watch what should be a very interesting matchup between New England and Seattle. The Seahawks are the defending Super Bowl champions. The Patriots have won 3 Super Bowls, but none since the 2004 season. Mike Pesca is here and now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he joins us now. And Mike, let's put aside Deflategate for a second. It's gotten enough coverage, I think. This should be a pretty good game.
A very good game. In fact, the advanced models say that this should be, or this is on paper right now, the closest the Super Bowl has ever been. And the prediction machine, they have all these different computer simulation ways. They ran 50,000 simulations, and they had the Seahawks beating the Patriots most of the time, but in almost every time, Katy Perry didn't hit all her notes. But the point is, very, very, very close game. Possibly going in, should be the closest ever.
And Katy Perry, by the way, performing at the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Let's listen to the quarterbacks on these two teams. Here is Russell Wilson from Seattle, and he is not surprised to see New England back in the Super Bowl again.
That's actually who I predicted in the beginning of the year. I just had a feeling we're going to play the New England Patriots. That would have been kind of cool. And a great team, you know, a team that you have a lot of respect for, and you're looking forward to that opportunity.
And here is Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
They're, you know, first in the league in almost every category, so you really have to work hard to gain yards. It's a big challenge. I think they present a lot of challenges in all three elements of their defense.
So these guys obviously have a lot of respect for the other side. They both won Super Bowls. Who has the edge here?
Well, in terms of anodyne statements to the media, they're tied. Those were perfect, right? I have so much respect. And they should have respect for the other's defense. Now, Seattle's defense, if you want to talk about the units, you know, both teams' offense and both teams' defenses, taking away special teams, Seattle's defense is the best of those four units, but that's not what I'd call dispositive because they match up against each other. And I think New England has some edges that some other teams wouldn't have against Seattle's defense. But on the other side, what Seattle's defense has to do is get pressure. It's what everyone has to do. You'll hear people talk about, oh, they've got to get pressure on the quarterback. That is the NFL now. And every time New England, the last couple times they've been to the Super Bowl and lost and were upset in the Super Bowl, it was because Tom Brady was pressured. If you remember a few years ago, he had a safety on the first play of the game, which actually happened against Seattle last year as well. Peyton Manning also had a safety on the first play of the game. So I think sacking or at least pressuring the quarterback is absolutely fundamental. Seattle has proven they could do that. The Patriots have proven that they could prevent that.
And what about the coaches, Mike?
They're great. Bill Belichick, he has taken his team to the Super Bowl 5 times now with Tom Brady there. And if he wins, he will tie for the, you know, most Super Bowls by a coach QB combo. And Pete Carroll, who was the coach of New England for a while, has then went to USC. He's also a fantastic coach. And so this game will not be lost on coaching. I do think Bill Belichick will do flashier things. He changes the game. But Pete Carroll is consistent, and the things he does are just as genius, just maybe in a less noticeable way.
Now, we mentioned Deflategate at the top. The NFL dealt with that and a lot of other controversy this year, including, of course, the Ray Rice sexual assault case. What does the Super Bowl need to do to overcome that, or should it? Maybe we should be focusing more on that and less on the game.
Yeah, I know. I don't look at it that way. I think that these are things that there is the real life element to it, and then there is the glory of the game. I think maybe the NFL looks at that. Oh, if we have good games, it will cover up some of these problems, including this hasn't reared its head this year as much, but concussions which is the fundamental and existential issue of the NFL. But they always do have they have the most exciting product. It is just plays so well on television. A lot of people are predicting this will be the most watched television show of all time. None of that negates the fact that there have been some serious missteps. And I do think to some extent it makes Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, seems like a genius overseeing this culturally dominant enterprise. But you could make the case, and I do, that he has in fact been the beneficiary of this game as opposed to the guy who's driving it to the place it has now.
Mike Pesca with the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.